my soul. And that's why I'm happy today. My. Praise God, praise God. Are you happy? Today, with Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Turn around one more time and greet your brother, greet your sister. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. My, what a song service, eh? Amen. What a joy divine. Praise the Lord. Appreciate Brother Titus. Brother Titus, God bless you. Amen. Appreciate Brother Peter, the special. I know heaven lives in me, right? Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. That's my message this morning. Heaven lives in you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Appreciate the visitors in our midst. Amen. A woman immaculate. Where is immaculate at? A woman immaculate. Where is she at? You may be seated for a while. Amen. It's our custom here to welcome visitors and make them feel at home. Amen. Is immaculate here? A woman immaculate from Greenland. Oh, yeah, there she is. Praise the Lord. You're welcome. Amen. And then Namoganza Teresa, this is, I believe she came with Paito's family. Yeah, she's right there. Praise the name of the Lord. We want to go straight to the word this morning. Amen. Amen. So let's stand up on our feet. And there's a prayer request that just came in from Brother Rock Seychelles. Amen. We want just to commit it. He says they're online. We're online this morning. And he greets you all. This is from Pastor Rock. Amen. From Seychelles. There are two requests. Shalom, brothers and sisters in Christ. Remember me in prayer. I'm having stomach problem. My food isn't digesting well. And also, remember me for tomorrow. I start my mock examinations. I believe God answers prayers. This is from Faith in Seychelles. And then there's also another one here from Sister Elizabeth. She says, I would like to ask for prayer for my son Ryan. Yesterday, he traveled to Tanzania for work, and he went by boat. Please remember him for traveling mercies and protection of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is from Sister Elizabeth. Amen. And let's bow our heads. We commit this request into the hands of the Lord, and also the word portion of the service. Gracious Heavenly Father, we already feel your presence here. Amen. This joy that we have emanating from the depth of our hearts, the devil never gave it to us. It is from thee, O God. And we rejoice that we can express ourselves in your presence, knowing that, Lord, you are always with us to answer every request in our hearts, dear God. And now we commit this request, dear Father, from your children. Lord, our sister Faith, She's having a problem, a stomach problem, dear God, with her digestive system. Lord, may you remember her, dear God, and may you touch her, Father, knowing that she's starting her examinations. Lord, tomorrow, Father, may you grant her comfort and take away this discomfort, oh Father, and grant her, Lord, peace in her mind and take away strain and stress that she'll be able to perform her examinations well, dear God, and touch her entire body, dear Father. And also, Sister Elizabeth, putting this request on behalf of her son who has traveled to Tanzania. Lord, we believe that you have granted him a safe journey, traveling masses, dear Father. Now may you be with him at that place of work. You said in your word that the footsteps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. So may the angel of the Lord be with him and protect him, Father, while he's away from home. And Father, may you keep his heart focused on the word of God and the finished work of Calvary that, Father, is already done. It's over. May you also bless Brother Rock, dear Father, standing there, Lord, with your children. May you bless him, oh God, as he shepherds that church. Lord, the flock that you have put in his hand, and grant him grace and, Lord, strength and special anointing from on high, Lord, to guide him, oh Father. Be with us now also this morning, dear God, as we change the order of service. Lord, with this that you have put in my heart to bring to your children the word of God, Father, may the Holy Spirit, Lord, quicken it into the hearts of your children, dear Father, that may give us an understanding of the time and the hour that we are living in. Grant it, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Amen. We want to go straight to the word. John chapter 14, verse 12 to 21. And then we will continue with our thought last Sunday. Appreciate the service last Sunday. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 61, verse 1, 2. And then Revelation 22, 17. Amen. And just a small testimony. While I was studying yesterday, and I was meditating on this scripture of John 14, verses 13 and 14 specifically, and a brother sent me this quote right there, then I knew that was God. From the message, "The Unchangeable God Working in an Unexpectable Way," 1962, January 20th, it says, "If we get ourselves lined up with the word of God and hold on to it, what can I," Brother Branham, then he say, "what can I do to be lined up with the word of God?" He say, "just take it in your heart and believe it. Every promise is yours." And he says, "it is yours." He repeats it again. "You can have it. It belongs to you." Praise the Lord. Every promise in the book, yeah, you sing, is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. I'm trusting in his love divine, for every promise in the book is mine. Amen. We know that song. No matter what the promise is, it is yours anyhow. Amen. Because God gave it to you. Amen. Amen. "Whosoever will, let him come and drink from the fountains the water of life freely. It is yours, it belongs to you, and a promise belongs to you. If you have faith to appropriate it, and it will do it if you will just believe it." Amen. Very simple, praise the Lord. Just take it as it is, believe you are a child of God, believe God loves you. Then you take his word as it is, and then you watch him come down and fulfill it. Amen. So, John 14, 12, 21. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than this shall he do, because I go unto my Father." Now, verse 13 and 14 is what I was meditating on, then this quote, then this message just came in. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it, amen, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. If we can only take that and believe it with all our hearts,
amen,
and let our everything in us rest upon that, that God promised it, take it personal now to yourself. Amen. And wait for it to come to pass.
Amen.
Verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Amen.
These are the conditions attached to those promises. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, which we know is the Holy Ghost, that he may abide with you forever.
Amen.
Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you.
Amen.
Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more,
amen,
but you see me, because I live, you shall live also.
Amen.
At that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you.
Amen.
He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him.
Amen.
These words were spoken by the Lord himself.
Amen.
Amen. To you, his bride.
Amen.
As a promise then, but now here we are. Amen. So he who spoke these words has got to make it come to pass.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And then Isaiah 61 verse 1 and 2. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God.
Amen.
Finally, to comfort all that mourn. Amen. And then you're mourning this morning?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He's here to comfort you.
Amen.
Revelation 20:17, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that's the first come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.
Amen.
May the Lord bless the reading of the scriptures. You may be seated. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So my title is the same like the other time, like that Sunday, the manifestation of the Revelation 22 in the day of vengeance of our God. That's part two. This time is part two. The other one was part one. Praise the Lord. Amen. Sister Margaret, God bless you. I saw her somewhere. Sister Margaret, yes, right here. Amen. She came back, I believe, in the course of the week. Amen. Welcome back from Nairobi. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, we are trying to identify the time and the hour that we are living in. And we can only do that by the word and the leadings of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And I thank God for last Sunday, God gave us the grace. Amen. To make a giant step. Amen. To a divine promise of God.
Amen.
Amen. Now, the Holy Spirit made this promise way back, and this is the time for it to be fulfilled. There's this quote here, 1 in a million, 1965, the time and the hour that we are living in.
Amen.
If a person doesn't know which way to go, what to do, or how to turn, he's not walking by faith anymore. And this is a treacherous time we are living in.
Amen.
You have got to know what time it is. Amen. And what to do and how to move in this hour. So if he doesn't know that, he's just guessing, presuming. And presume is to advance without official authority. You see that we have that authority this morning, the word of God, amen, has given us that authority. So if we haven't got the real authority, official authority, to know what God said would take place in this hour, how are we ever going to face this hour? Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. How are we going to do it? We will live in ignorance and we shall be caught unawares. Amen. But we want to be ready when he comes.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And we have got to face it, knowing by faith in his word the things that is supposed to be happening now. And the conditions of the nations, the conditions of the people,
yes,
the conditions of the church,
amen,
and so forth.
Amen.
If you know that, then you will be safe.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Nothing will shake you anymore.
No.
Amen. We have got to know that, and then how to walk out to face it.
Amen.
If you don't know how to do that, you are just what we used to call kind of haphazardly. Just jump in hoping it will be here, hoping this and hoping that. You see, we don't want to do that. Not at this time. Pray, we want to be sure,
yes,
certain. Amen. Amen. But God don't want us to do that. He wants us to know what he has said about this day,
amen,
and then meet it by faith.
Yes,
because he said it would be that way.
Amen.
Amen. Then we know we are in the truth then, because we haven't got some person's word for it. We have got his word of what we must do.
Amen.
Very important, praise the Lord.
Yes,
amen. So we have got the guidelines there, amen, on what to do, how to do it, if we can identify the promise for this day. It's very important.
Amen.
Amen. Then we are not guessing anymore. We are not moving haphazardly anymore. We have thus said the Lord. For this day,
yes,
for this hour.
Amen.
Then we can apply the blood,
yes,
and say, let the death angel pass.
Amen.
Amen. The blood has been applied.
Yes.
Amen. Then we have confidence. We have faith.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So last Sunday, by God's grace, we tied St. John 5:19, the inspiration of the open door to Revelation 22:17. Which we now know, Revelation 20:17 is a sure promise,
amen,
amen, to the bride. It's the last move of the Holy Spirit,
amen,
before the resurrection and the rapture. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And Revelation 20:17, listen, comes into effect in the day of vengeance of our God.
Amen.
Amen. Because the Bible clearly says there will be a day of vengeance of our God. You see, now when that time comes, there stands Revelation 17, 22:17. A message of grace and mercy. Praise the Lord. The Spirit and the bride say, come. My. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And this scripture here, St. John 1, 3, not St. John, 1 John rather, chapter 3, amen. Gave me a lot of joy yesterday, hope. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. Make it personal now.
Amen.
Amen. That we should be called sons of God.
Amen.
Amen. Therefore, the world knoweth us not because it knew him not.
Amen.
Amen. Now, make up your mind. The world will never love you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Regardless of what you do, impossible, they'll never love you. Amen. Because the spirit of Christ in you is contrary to the spirit of the world in them, and they are at war. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. So I say, beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him.
Amen.
For we shall see him as he is.
Amen.
Now, every man that has this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. My, praise the Lord. Amen. If you have that hope in you, the word of God, that you are a real son of God. Amen. That when he appears, you will be like him. Amen. Then you purify yourself. How? By the word. By taking the word, believing the word, even as he's pure, because he is the word. Praise the Lord. Amen. So it's a battle. So as we face this moment, amen, this promise that is right before us, amen, we got to know how to move in, what to do, and how to do it. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. So we have Revelation 20:17 as a promise. Amen. So we want to tie it to the day of vengeance. Amen. And try to see how we can enter in. How do we enter in there? Because that's the only safety place. Amen. Amen. Outside of that, no problem. No, nothing else working out. The only blood, the blood will be only in Revelation 20:17 in that time of the day of vengeance of our God. Amen. Now, when that hour strikes, there it is. Let me read you this quote here on questions and answers, part 2. Say, oh, brother, give me a church full of the Holy Ghost. God will do in 1 year what all theologians fail to do in 2,000 years. Amen. You wait till the anointing of the church really strikes home to that faithful little remnant. Amen. Amen. He calls the little faithful remnant, the little group of the true seed of the word. Amen. Prophesied in the spoken word, the original seed, that she will be there, the little group of the true seed of the word. Stay true to the word. Amen. Amen. Each verse, each title, whatever it is, amen, each chapter, believed it. Amen. With all our heart. Amen. Meditated on it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Staying virgin, mind clear. Amen. Clean. Purifying ourselves. Amen. Amen. Then he says here, now, after the doors of the Gentiles is shut, remember now I lay before you an open door. Amen. No one can shut it. No one can close it. Amen. But here is something he says. After the doors of the Gentiles is shut, it's going to be shut someday. Amen. God will anoint the church then. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he who is filthy, let him be filthy then still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he who is holy, let him be holy still. And God will anoint the church with the power of God, and things will be taking place, not only then, but he's doing it now. You see, he brings his time at that time. But he's prophesying about the coming bride. Amen. That there will come a time when the doors will be shut to the Gentiles. Amen. So the only thing that will remain is your loved ones. Those who are under the ambushes of Revelation 20:17, come. But God has called you, amen, to feed you, to nourish you. Praise the Lord. When that time comes, somebody is ready for the Holy Spirit to ride to the resurrection. But there will be a voice in there, come. Praise, not your voice, his voice. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Amen. Amen. So we are heading to that moment. Amen. And we should be excited. Praise the Lord. Not fear, but excited. Amen. Amen. So the door is open. The door stays open up to a moment when he shuts it. When the last seed comes in, then he will anoint a church then. And we know, of course, there's this prophecy here. I think, let me read it right here. Praise the Lord. Let me see if I can get it. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Right. He says here, the true bride, this is spoken word, is the original seed. The true bride of Christ, there's going to be one. Why? She is predestinated.
Amen.
Make up your mind. Amen. Predestinated. Predestinated means she'll be there. Devil or no devil, trial or no trial, whatever it is, she's going to be there. You'll be part of that.
Amen.
She won't be denominated because she is predestinated.
Amen.
She don't have to worry about some denomination. She is already predestinated to take her place. Amen. Like Mary. Amen. I want you to get this now and don't fail. Amen. Then he says, when Christ comes to his bride, she will be a virgin like Mary was. For God will not bring Christ through a womb of a war, and neither will he bring the bride. He can't bring his word through a war of his word. Praise the Lord. Amen. Them is horrible words, but that's what the Bible says. I'm saying what it says. Amen. The true bride, like Mary, will have a virgin womb for the bride of the word, which is Christ. When Christ, the word, comes to the bride, she will be the same as he is, a virgin by the word of God. Say, I hope it is going over. Amen. Now, who is Christ? The Holy Spirit. The capital S coming to the bride, which is the word. Amen. Amen. See, I hope you understand. What was he? He was the word of God. Amen. Upon his vesture, he had a name written, the word of God. And when his bride comes, she will be the same product that he is, virgin. Amen. They say, did Christ belong to a denomination? No. Did Jehovah? No. Neither does his bride. She's part of him. She needs no dogma. She won't have any. She'll be absolutely virgin. How? By the word. Amen. She'll punctuate every word of God with amen. Amen. Be it unto me according to thy word. Amen. Then the prophet said, there you are. Amen. Now that's the hard part. Praise the Lord. Preaching it is easy. Hearing it is easy. But taking and applying it, that's the hard part. Because there's a battle going on in you, in every individual. You see something fighting it. Amen. But the Holy Spirit, because you are predestinated, you take it. You die out to your flesh. My. Praise the Lord. Amen. You die out to your desire, to your habits. You die, you put that aside for his sake. Amen. Then you take what he says. Amen. Then you are being formed into your word image. Amen. You are becoming the word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Then your mind is becoming virgin. Amen. Amen. Your heart, virgin womb, virgin mind. Amen. Amen. To bring forth Christ in Revelation 22:17. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. My blessed be the name of the Lord. So Revelation 22:17 is the last move of the Spirit before the resurrection and the rapture. Amen. Amen. It is the final voice. Hallelujah. Amen. To the final age. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's the voice of God speaking through the bride. And that will be the final showdown. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's coming, friends. He's coming, church. Amen. Amen. Right now, there are so many claims, which is all right. Everybody is saying anything he wants. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. I was wondering whether we have come to a time like in the Old Testament, because of there wasn't no prophet, no nothing. So everybody would do what is pleasing in his sight. Amen. They all have their own revelations. Praise the Lord. Amen. But God is watching and God is moving. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So our concern is not who said what. Our concern is to take the word of God as it is. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Not to fight anybody, not to struggle with anybody. Just take that word. Hallelujah. There's coming a time, church, and it's very near. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, amen. Don't be caught offside. Be caught inside. Amen. Believe you are the bride and start working towards it. And what makes the bride? The word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Don't take anything for granted. Amen. Don't play around, but just die out to the word. Amen. To the world and take the word. Amen. Amen. And live the word in your life. Project it. Amen. Let it express through you. Amen. Amen. It's a battle, but you push it out there. Let it be seen. Let it be known. Live the life of a Christian. Amen. Will you make mistakes? Sure, you will make mistakes. Praise, as long as you are moving, struggling, mistakes, you will make mistakes. But the blood is there, hanging there for you. Praise the Lord. Amen. The blood doesn't save you, but it keeps you safe. It keeps you saved. And you must have that revelation. Say, if I make mistakes, the blood is there hanging for me. I'm a son, I'm a daughter of God. Amen. I don't have to do this. I've done it, that's okay, but I don't have to do it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Like a faithful child, a faithful son, you go to the father and say, forgive me, Lord. I made a mistake. I did this. Forgive me. I'm sorry. And you prove, you show it in your heart. You are sorry. Praise the Lord. Amen. We are all fighting. You are fighting. Another one is fighting. Then you won't judge one another. Amen. You won't condemn this brother or this sister because he did. Because you are also at a battle. He's struggling. He's fighting. Maybe because of the circumstances around him, around her, she could not hold. But reach out and lift her up. Lift him up. Come on, brother. Come on, sister. You don't have to stay there. Praise the Lord. We help each other because the hour is late. And we should have that revelation that the blood is there hanging. Praise the Lord. Amen. And Brother Brown said, in the last days, love will only be in the bride. Love is charity, and love has a voice. And love is active. It's an active force. Praise the Lord. Amen. It speaks. It expresses itself. It will only be in the bride in the last day. Praise the Lord. Amen. So it's a battle that we fight every day, every moment. Praise the Lord. Amen. But to win, we shall win. To overcome, we have overcome already. Somebody say, yes. Praise the Lord. We will overcome. Amen. Let's fight on. Don't give up at this time. Not now. Praise the Lord. Amen. You fight on. Even if the devil kicks you down, you rise up. Praise God. Amen. Be a man after God's own heart. A woman after God's own heart. Somebody say David had a lion's heart. You know, a lion's heart is not just that a lion is strong. Amen. We know it is strong. It can fight. But the meaning of having a lion's heart is to fight until death. Praise the Lord. Amen. You are all bloody all over, but you still stand up and fight. Praise the Lord. You are knocked down and maybe your teeth is broken, but you are still up and fighting. You fight to death. Praise the name of God, because you have a revelation. If I die, I'm going up to glory. But he is there standing by my side. He won't give up on me. He will stand by me. So you fight on, brother. Don't dare give up. Don't dare give up. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's a tough war that we are going through. Very tough, very hard, but you fight. Amen. And you know that your fight is your fight. But in that fight, God is in it. God is in that fight. God is in that battle. Amen. And your Ethiopian is close to you. Say, come on, come on, come on. Don't give up. Don't give. Come on. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. The prophet said, when you're born again, there's an angel standing by your side all the time. You have got to be constant. Brother Branham had this angel. You have your angel. I have my angel. These children, they have their angel. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. You mean children? I say, yes. The prophet said, don't mistreat them. You annoy their angel. They're defenseless. So have that revelation. You are a son. You are a daughter. Amen. You have got to fight. And your fight is your fight. Praise the Lord. Amen. But you're fighting with a promise. There's a promise for you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So we are faced here with this great, mighty promise. Amen. Revelation 27. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Where the Spirit jumps on the bride and rides you to the resurrection.
Amen.
Not you riding some horse, but we have a horse in heaven there we shall ride coming down to face the devil. Amen. Praise the Lord. But the Spirit will ride you because you will become the Word. Ride you to the resurrection. Praise the Lord. But there's going to be a voice in you. Amen. You will speak and that voice. Amen. The devil will hear that voice. Will obey that voice. Everything will obey that voice. Praise the name of the Lord. That time is nigh at hand. Amen. But right now, many claims that that's okay. We are not bothered about those claims. Amen. We want to make sure we are standing on the rock. The rock of revelation. Solid. That this is the word of God. Not some heresy. Not what somebody say. But what God said for this day. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So that's what revelation. There's a lot in here. We shall stay here for some time. Amen. The Lord willing. Praise the name of the Lord. Depending on how he leads. Amen. Now I said we want to tie it in the day of vengeance of our God. Amen. That's when this scripture comes to pass. Now, January 24th, 1965, Phoenix, Arizona, Brother Ron was preaching birth pains. Amen. I know some of you know this. Amen. But the young ones may not know what I'm going to say here. Praise the experience that Brother Branham had concerning the day of vengeance of our God. But I'm going to read it to you. So he had gone to the pulpit and his wife had given him a new Bible. Amen. And where he was going to read from, it he had stuck. You see, in between. So on this side, the scripture was okay, but turning on the other side, was another, it had stuck with another page. So the scripture he wanted was hidden in between there. He couldn't see it. Amen. And then while he was wondering what happened, then a Catholic priest stood up and gave him the Bible. Say, you read from my book. Praise the Lord. Amen. So let me just read to you what the prophet said here. He says from the message, this day this scripture is fulfilled. And this Catholic priest got up out of his seat from about 100 clergymen sitting on the platform, walked over close to me with all of his robes and gowns and crosses and so forth, and got right up close to me. And he said, my son, be steady. God is fixing to move. Amen. And I thought, a Catholic bishop telling me that? He said, read it out of my book. Well, I read the scripture out of his book and took my text and went on and I preached my sermon. He gave the Bible back to the priest. Afterwards, when I got through, he got up after I was gone and he said, there's only one thing has to happen. After that, the church has to get out of the mess that it is in, or we have got to get out of the mess the church is in.
Amen.
Amen. The message was too powerful. Birth pains. It was about judgment. The earth rocking under judgment. Amen. Preparing to deliver, to bring forth a new earth. And I was on my road home, back down to Tucson that evening. The kids was crying for a sandwich, and I stopped to get a sandwich at a little stand. And my wife said, Bill, I never was so nervous in all my life to see you standing up there fumbling through that Bible. He said, didn't it make you nervous? I said, nope. I said, I know it was in there somewhere. They just didn't have the page in. It's a misprint. And she said, to think that I got you that Bible looked like every high in there was right upon me. Amen. And I said, well, you couldn't help that. That was a misprint in the Bible. I said, they just never put the page in. Well, I got down and looked at it again. Just perfect as it is, it could be. But the 16th chapter ends portion, the portion of it, just about 3 inches from the bottom. Let me just drop down here. And I said, well, I said, that's all fine. It is for some cause, for some reason. So immediately said that. Then I said, and just as plain as you could hear any voice, a voice come to me and said, he entered into Nazareth to where he was brought up at. and went into the synagogue as it was his custom, and the priest gave him the scriptures to read. And he read Isaiah 61. And when he had read the scriptures, he sat down, handed the priest back the Bible, the book, and sat down, and all the eyes of the congregation was upon him, and precious words proceeded from his mouth, and he said, "This day, this scripture is fulfilled." Amen. 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 How accurate is the scripture? If you will notice, this Isaiah 61, 1 to 2, we already read it, is where our Lord was reading from, Isaiah 61, verse 1 to 2. But in the middle of the second verse of Isaiah, he stopped, where it said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." You see, there are two promises there, the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. So he stopped at the acceptable year of the Lord. He didn't read the other portion of the scripture. You see, why? The other part, to bring judgment, didn't apply to his first coming, but his second coming. See, it didn't apply there. How the scriptures never make a mistake? They are always perfect. Jesus stopped just where the scripture stopped, because that was exactly what was to be vindicated in his day. Now, in that first coming, the second coming, he will bring judgment upon the earth, but not then. He was to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Now, of course, you know, if you have been following the services, when we had, the Lord gave us that inspiration of the open door. Amen. How that he was the first and the last at the beginning, and then he becomes the first and the last at the end. In the middle there, he was in his glorified state. Amen. So the very one at the beginning was again come back in the last days. The I am that I am. The very Christ. And we identified him as the supreme authority. The one in the church. The one who called you from the world. The one who justified you by his word. And sanctified you by the washing of the waters. Because you are a sacrifice yourself to be consumed by the Holy Spirit. And that same one will glorify you. Amen. Though you already have a glorified body on the other side. You see. So his second coming will bring this, the day of vengeance of our God. You see. Then right in the hour of judgment, with the day of vengeance of our God, God places Revelation 22:17. You see that? It starts when you are still on earth here. And a voice speaking mercy and grace in the hour of that judgment. The Spirit and the bride say, "Come." Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. And those who will hear will also say, "Come." We shall identify those ones, that card, the second part, those who hear. They also say, "Come." But that will be later on. Praise the Lord. But at this moment, I just wanted to emphasize that this scripture comes into effect in the day of vengeance of our God. Fulfillment. Right now, God is preparing a bride. Yes. By his word, forming her into his word image. Yes. To become like him. What is his word image? Faith. Yes. Virtue. Yes. Knowledge. Yes. Temperance. Patience. Godliness. Brotherly kindness. That is the word image. Yes. That is the image of your theophany. That's the nature of your theophany. Yes. Can we say amen now? Yes. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is what will step into the theophany when you leave this earth. That is the Holy Ghost itself. Praise the Lord. Amen. So it has got to be expressed while you are still here. And that is where the battle is. Forming you into the word image. That's why those trials come. To hone you. To shape you. Praise the Lord. Amen. You can hide, but the Lord knows your weaknesses. He knows your shortcomings. So he exposes, he creates a situation that exposes that weakness. Then because you're a child of God, you quickly realize it. Then you say, "I'm sorry. Forgive me, Lord." Can we say amen to the word? Praise the Lord. Amen. Then he's honing you. is shaping you. Amen. Cutting off the loose ends.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You're being formed into the word image. That is the hard part.
Amen.
Amen. Because it's war against the flesh. And the flesh doesn't want to die. Praise the Lord. The flesh is so precious. Doesn't it? It kicks and fights and argues. You see, pray. But deep down there, there's that still small voice.
Amen.
Say, that's not your nature.
Amen.
Your nature is different.
Amen.
Your nature is love.
Amen.
Your nature is forgiveness.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Your nature is godliness.
Amen.
Then you drop the habit. This is not the right habit.
Amen.
Amen. You throw it.
Amen.
This things about my habit, this is how I live, this is how I do my things. You, how? Hi, that's gone.
Amen.
You're looking for Christ.
Amen.
Jehovah.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Can we say amen now?
Amen.
You love the Lord?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Because the Holy Spirit wants to ride you, wants to abide upon you to fulfill. It takes the Spirit to fulfill the scripture. The Spirit and the Bride. Say, come. You see that? Not you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Not the Spirit and the Church. The Spirit and the Bride. Very specific. Praise the Lord. And this scripture was not fulfilled in Brother Branham's time. This is for the Bride. The Spirit and the Bride. And you are the Bride. Amen. You are the Bride. Amen. Let this really get stuck in your heart.
Yes,
even as you walk in the streets of Tororo, know that you are the Bride.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You just walk right there like, nothing touches you. You walk the streets and you are gone.
Amen.
Going in the middle and you are gone. Praise the Lord. Wherever you are gone. Nothing touches, nothing unclean.
Amen.
You don't allow that. It's like that crystal water the prophet talks of. Amen. Being poured down and it's passing through trash, through dirt.
Amen.
Amen. But it's burning all the dirt and yet it remains clean.
Amen.
It remains pure.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And the prophet said, a voice told him, that is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Nothing can defile it.
Amen.
Wherever it is, it just passes and it's gone.
Amen.
Nothing can stick to it.
Amen.
Oh my, that's the Bride now.
Amen.
Walking through the streets of Tororo, of Nairobi, wherever you are. Amen. And there are so many all kinds of things happening around you. We are living in the world.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen. And that's why the prophet at one point was talking to the sisters. Say, you sisters. Amen. Especially the ones who live at home, the married ones. He said, you see, the brothers, they rub shoulders with the world.
Amen.
They come back home bruised and things like that. They are coming to look for comfort.
Amen.
Praise God. There's so many battles outside there.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So let's take the word as it is.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So as we get into this, preparing to get approaching, amen, Revelation 22:17.
Amen.
In the hour of judgment, now, the prophet says, God had three thrones. Amen?
Amen?
Let me read it to you. Amen. The first throne, okay, Revelation 5, verse 5, there's a scripture here which says, and out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Out of the throne,
amen,
proceeded lightnings, thunderings and voices. The throne is here. But out of that throne, not from around the throne, but out of that throne, proceeded voices, thunderings and lightnings. We see the mystery of this scripture here. The prophet revealed it. So he said this. The first throne was in heaven.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
And that was a judgment seat. The second throne was in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
The third throne is in man, not was.
Amen.
Amen. Let me put it this way. The first throne was in heaven.
Amen.
The second throne was in Christ. The third throne is in you. Can our spirits take this? Is it too hard? Is this pray to know that the throne of God, we are talking about God's throne, not the king of Kabaka's throne, or the king of Baganda's throne, or the throne of the Emorimor or something like that, or the king of England or something like that. We are talking of God, the creator of heavens and earth. His throne. Yeah. Praise God. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. The God that dwells in heaven, yeah, that no eyes can see, yeah, and yet he is. Yeah. He has a throne, yeah, and his throne, yeah, is your heart. Yeah. Don't forget that. I say, don't forget that. Amen. As we approach Revelation 22:17. Amen. Don't forget that. Amen. That your heart is the throne of God, not the flesh. Amen. Amen. Because it's going to dwell in your heart. Amen. And you are not going to carry him to a nightclub. You're not going to carry him to some crazy place. You are conscious. You have that realization. Amen. I'll be with you and I'll be in you. And at that day you shall know. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh my, praise God. Amen, amen, amen. God chose a man's heart for his control tower. The devil chose a man's head for his control tower. Amen. God chose your heart. Amen. The devil chose the mind. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. See, then because he chooses the mind, the devil, he makes you see things, look through his eyes. But yet God, in his heart, makes the man believe things he cannot see. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. That you believe it and say it is mine, like Mary, it is mine, it is mine, it is mine. Amen. Amen. Because it is your heart receiving, your mind will reason. Amen. Amen. Your mind will argue with it, wants to see through the eyes, amen, to think through the mind, imagination and things like that. Amen. Amen. And you can't see God that way. Amen. So God chose your heart as the control tower. Can you imagine God sitting in your heart? And you're walking on the street and God is in that heart. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. How ought we to love one another? Amen. How ought we to value, appreciate one another? Amen. In weakness, in strength, in whatever form we are in, let's learn to love and appreciate one another. Amen. Because God is in your brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's why Brother Brown said, the weakest of saints. Amen. Look for the weakest. Amen. The weakest. I say the weakest. Amen. When he goes down to his knees, amen, to pray, the prophet said, the devil begins to tremble. Amen. Satan begins to shake. Amen. Why? Because he's going to speak to his father. Amen. And God will hear him. Amen. And God will answer. His strength is God. Pray is not depending on his weakness, his strength. No, no, it's depending on God. That's how we ought to be. Amen. So, oh, Father, may you change our perspective today. Change the way we think. Amen. Our attitude towards the word of God, towards one another and our approach. Amen. To Revelation 20:17. Because it's going to happen and God has chosen you by predestination, that you will stand on earth in the last days to be the final voice to the final age. Hallelujah. Amen. So you are ready to die. You are ready to give up. Amen. You are ready to look, give up the things of the world and take the word of God as it is. It's the word.
Amen.
Not imagination, but the word. Stay with that word. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
See, God is on his heart, and in the hearts of man is the throne of God.
Amen.
Amen. God made his throne in the heart of man.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Titus.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Then when you are conscious, amen, that God is in your heart,
amen,
your heart becomes a control tower.
Amen.
His throne is in your heart.
Yeah.
Amen. Then you walk away humble and, you know, meek. And people look at your meekness and they think they can kick you around. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Then that's where they make mistakes.
Amen.
That's where they wake up too late.
Amen.
Praise, because they look at the flesh. And the Bible says, my strength is made perfect,
amen,
in weakness.
Amen.
Where you are weak, I am strong.
Amen.
Amen. Then you are giving room for him to move,
amen,
to fulfill his word.
Amen.
Amen. To be Jehovah Jireh.
Amen.
To be Jehovah Shalom.
Amen.
To be Jehovah Shammah.
Amen.
To be Jehovah Sidkenah.
Amen.
To be Jehovah Nasai.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you are dying away. Your mind is dying away and is projecting himself. And then people wonder at your simplicity, at your ignorance. You know nothing, and yet you are there all the time, strong and worshiping and living and overcoming the impossible. Praise the name of the Lord. Overcoming mountains. Amen. And getting out of valleys. What is the mystery? God in the heart of a man. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. When that happens, brother, then that scripture, touch not mine anointed.
Amen.
Do my bride no harm.
Amen.
It's not talking about you. It's talking about that throne there.
Amen.
Because God is dwelling in that throne.
Amen.
God is sitting right there.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You see the simplicity of God, and that's how people miss God. Amen. I said, they look at your simplicity. They look at you so soft. They look at you so weak. Pray, they think they can ride over you. And right there. Praise, right there. They wake up too late. Then they don't know what hit them. Praise the name of the Lord. Because it's not you in the fight. There's God in your heart. Then when you know that, then it is your responsibility to guard that God in your heart. To make sure he's there, because he's your strength.
Amen.
If you lose him, you're done. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Amen. You lose him, you're finished, because you don't know how to fight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You don't know how the world do things.
Amen.
It's your strength. It's your everything. You depend on him in everything.
Amen.
Every little thing, every big thing, it is him.
Yes.
Can we say amen,
amen
now? Without him, you're lost. Without him, you're finished. You're confused.
Amen.
You have that understanding. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And then you make sure he stays there, and to keep him there is by the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. You reflect those virtues there.
Amen.
Amen. Because those virtues going out there is guarding your throne.
Amen.
The enemy coming, and then he goes out. When the enemy comes like a flood,
Amen.
The spirit of the Lord raises a standard.
Amen.
Goes out there to meet that enemy with a virtue. Power.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What are you doing? You are guarding that throne in your soul.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. God is in there.
Amen.
Oh, my. The ark is in there.
Amen.
And out of there, inside there, now comes voices thundering.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Lightning, judgment, rocking.
Amen.
Amen. In the day of vengeance of our God. But there's also mercy in there.
Amen.
Come, praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Reaching out. Amen. To the lost under the seventh seal. My, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Now listen, you may be seated. Amen. So listen to what he says here about these voices. Amen. We read this years ago. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We used to go through this and have good times with this quote. Amen. But I want to bring it back again. Say, now the voice of the throne. Notice in this throne, before the throne was the seven stars. The voice of the stars. Voices, you see. There was more in the Revelation 4 here, or 5, we find out. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings, thunders, and voices. Not one voice, voices plural. What was it? God speaking to the church. Reflecting himself through the seven spirits. Amen. It's seven church ages, seven spirits, seven voices, seven virtues. Amen. Now listen, when the true anointed of God speaks, it is the voice of God. Amen. To reject it is to remove the candlestick. See, voices, the voice of the seven church ages. Over here in the corner, the voice is speaking with thunder and lightning. Amen. Amen. Nowadays, well, we don't believe in saying hell in the pulpit. Oh, masses. You see, we need men of God, men who won't hold back. Amen. Now, everybody can't be a preacher. Amen. But you got a voice. Amen. Amen. And the voice is coming from the throne. And if you can't preach the people a sermon, you are a preacher. You are called to the pulpit to preach. If you are not, you are still a preacher, but you leave the people a sermon. Amen. No one, then they say no one can put a finger on his or her life. They are sweet living. If there ever was a man of God, it is that man or that woman. See, leave your sermons. Amen. Don't try to preach them if you are not called to be a preacher. You get all mixed up anyhow and messed up, and you will get people tangled up, and you won't know. Well, you will ruin them and yourself too. You just leave your sermons. Hallelujah. The preacher is called to lead, to preach is and to leave it too. Hallelujah. If you can't leave it, then you stop preaching it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't that tough? It's like the Lord's table. Amen. Like tonight we are going to have the Lord's table. Amen. It's going to be a showdown. Amen. We still want to see who will remain and who will not remain. Amen. Correct? Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We are not going to dodge the Lord's table all the time. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. In the morning, we are shouting, we are jumping, we are singing. In the evening, the Lord's table, we are off, we are gone. What are you fearing? Praise that today we got you in a corner. Eh? Praise God. You are not going to escape. Praise the name of the Lord. Can we say amen, church? Amen. Praise God, amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. The preacher has got to preach it, to leave it and preach it. If he can't leave it, let him stop preaching it. Amen. Correct? Amen. You see how tough it is? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Standing here preaching the word of God, live that life of Christ. Manifest it, display it. And the devil comes and says, you did this, you did, I did nothing. Satan, get out of my way. I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. The devil comes with some lie. You challenge that devil back. Don't sit back and, you know, step out there. I'm a son. I'm a daughter. And I'm your brother. I'm your sister. And we are one. We are the bride of Christ. We sing that song. We are family. Amen. We are one. We have one Father, one God. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How did I get there? I don't know. Praise God. Amen. Must be the Holy Spirit then. Amen. Don't dodge the Lord's supper. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let me, the old time religion, right?
Yes, sir.
Correct?
Amen.
Amen. Deacon, somebody dodges the Lord's supper. You follow that pastor. Why are you dodging the Lord's table? Tell us, what is, are you, do you belong here or you don't belong here? Are you in the bride or are you not in the bride?
Amen.
What is wrong? Glory, what is the problem? Yes. Amen, Brother Francis, Brother Mike.
Yes.
Glory be to God, amen. Amen. Pray, and they come to you, don't attack them now. Why are you following me? Why are you after me all the time? Praise the Lord. They are coming in love. They love you.
Amen.
Glory, we are sons, we are daughters. We want to make it to the rapture. You want to be serious?
Amen.
Glory be to God. Hey, hallelujah.
Amen.
He brought you here.
Yes,
praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord's table is a showdown.
Amen.
Amen. So don't go there if you're living a crooked life now.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. You'll get trouble with God.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yes.
When you dodge, you are ashamed. You are saying, I'm ashamed. I did wrong. But the blood is hanging there for you. Every day is hanging there for you. You stop that corrupt ways. You stop that evil way. You stop that perverted way. Everything outside of the seven virtues is a perversion. Hey, hallelujah. Whatever is outside of the seven virtues is a perversion. Yes, sir. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Let's make this place hot. Amen. Make it high there. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's live high. Live like children of God. Live like believers. Live like the bride. Do the right thing. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. The word is there. You check with the word of God your actions, your behavior. Go to the word. Go to the prophet. What does it say? Praise the Lord. Am I doing the right thing? Praise God, and you are safe all that. The prophet said, if you have questions in your mind, don't do it. Did he say that? Amen. If you have questions in what you are doing in your mind, don't do it until you are sure. Is the word of God. You say, praise the name of the Lord. Amen. My, this is good. Praise the Lord. Amen. The preacher is called to preach his sermon and to live it too. Hallelujah. Amen. If you can't live it, then stop preaching it. But you are supposed to live your sermons. Hallelujah. Preacher or no preacher. Amen. Amen. All of us are included in here. Amen. Can we say amen now? Amen. Blessed be the name of the living God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And you old-timers, you have lived for many years. You have built a testimony around your life. Correct? Don't let the devil destroy that testimony. You stay true to the word of God. Glory be, it has taken you years to build that testimony. And you have proven over the years, you are a son, you are a daughter. Amen. You remain true. The hour is now almost over. Yes, sir. Praise God. I love God. You love God. You love one another. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't give up on God. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And say, all right. Now, here it is. Here was voices. Oh, how we need in Tororo. Amen. In LCA Tororo, Nairobi. Thousands of lived voices. The thunder of God. Thundering out in sweetness and holiness. Purity, undefiled lives. Walking around in the earth today without a blemish. Yes, sir. Real Christians, that's a thunder against the enemy. The devil don't care how loud you can holler. The devil don't care how much you can jump, how much you can do this or that. But what hurts the devil is to see that sanctified, holy life consecrated to God. You say anything to him, call him anything, just as sweet as it can be, and just move right on. Oh, my, that throws him away. That's a thunder that shakes the devil. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. You say, if I could preach like Billy Graham or Oral Roberts or somebody, a great influential speaker, oh, no. Sometimes the devil just laughs at that. Amen. He don't pay no more attention to that than nothing. You see, theology, you get all the theology you wanted to, and all the seminary training, the devil just sits back and laughs at it. Praise the Lord. But when he sees that life, in Revelation 20:17, where the blind will see, the lame has got to walk, the dead has got to raise up from the dead. The last great move of the Spirit, amen, display of power, heaven on earth, amen, in some person, praise the Lord. Amen. That shakes the devil. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Blessed be the name of the living God. Amen. Glory be to God. You may be seated. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So here we are, bride of Christ. The Lord is looking for a bride, for a life in this hour. Amen. Amen. And that life has got to be manifested in Revelation 22:17. So that's a promise that we are faced with. Amen. And we are in preparations to get in there. How to get in there. So the first thing you got to know, that your heart is the throne of God. Amen. You see, and God wants to dwell in there. Amen. You see, that's the only thing that will manifest Revelation 22:17. And that's why now the revelations of the supreme authority, supreme deity, the Lord had to drop it to us in our hearts before, in preparation for this. Can we say amen now? Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And then St. John 5:19, the mind of Christ. I do nothing except the Father shows me. And he lived by the word. And we got to live by the word. So you have got to have that mindset. Amen. That you will do nothing except he shows you. You begin to practice it. Not necessarily hearing his voice. Praise the Lord, speaking to you directly. He can speak to you directly by voice, a dream, or whatever it is. You see? But the most sure source is the word of God. Amen. Amen. That's very certain and very sure. It's the word. You take it as it is. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then watch the Spirit come behind it and begin to quicken it, manifest it, and make it to life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. The prophet came and did many miracles, many signs. Amen. And he left. And people have tried left and right, but it's hard to replicate that ministry. You see that? Because it took a life, a lived voice to make it come to pass. He never struggled. He lived the word to preach it. He lived it first and then preached it. And then he left it for us as a promise. Correct? And then we pick it and we recycle it as a promise. And then accept it as a promise and wait for the Holy Spirit to fulfill it. That's the difference. But to him, he lived it first. And then he comes to manifest it. A display, a manifestation of the fulfillment of the promise for his day. Amen. So we are just being formed by that same promise to fulfill that word. That's the difference between us and him. That's why nobody can impersonate Brother Abraham. They have tried, but they can't bring that life. But you have a promise here in Revelation 22:17. Praise God. Amen. So for all these years, it has been building, coming to this. Amen. So this will not be a claim. This will be a reality. Amen. Because he put it there, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Amen. So we are excited that God, by his grace, has brought us to this place. And we are cognizant of it. Amen. And that will be the harvest of every seed that is laid in you. Adoption will be the harvest. Perfection, the harvest. Rapture, the harvest. All the seed that is laid in you. The harvest of those seeds is Revelation 22:17. The last move of the Spirit. Oh, church, you don't know what we have hit. We have hit a gold mine, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We have hit a honey jar. Glory be to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. May God help us. Amen. To seed our hearts down with every promise. To prepare our souls for this great time. Give us a revelation and understanding. Amen. Of who we are. Of what we are supposed to do. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, Christ. Amen. Was a type. Joseph was a type of Christ. You may be seated. I'm just finishing. Praise the Lord. Joseph was a type of Christ. We know that. Amen. He was, when he was born, he was loved of his father. Amen. Hated of his brethren. Praise God. Amen. God, innocently, whatever he does, would do, they would hate him. Praise God. Amen. Say, but now, it's a perfect picture of the Lord Jesus. I want you to notice how his life just types in the Old Testament. Everything typed now. Look back there and see the picture. There's a shadow and you see what the positive is. Then say, Joseph is a type of Christ. Joseph is a type of the church. And Joseph is also a type of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So he puts it all together there. Amen. And then number two, he was the Prince of Prosperity. Amen. Just as Christ is, just as the church is today. Amen. Prince of Prosperity. Whatever he touches prospers.
Amen.
Amen. You know many times why we fail? We have a double mind.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. But you are a child of prosperity. Joseph, you are a type of Joseph. Joseph was a type of the church. So notice again that when he was born, his father loved him and he made him a coat of many colors. Amen. Which colors? Seven colors. Seven colors representing the seven virtues, the seven spirits, which is perfection. Praise the Lord. Amen. For there is only seven perfect colors in all colors. All others are made of these colors. Mixed, but the perfect one, seven. And the coat, he said, had colors in it of seven different colors, stripes of colors into the coat that the father made. If you notice, maybe Jacob didn't understand that at the time, but that signified the promised one.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So Joseph, it's a perfect type of the bride. And the prophet said that coat that laid upon Joseph was upon Christ and is upon the church today, covered. It has the church covered. Seven colors, which we know as seven virtues. The life of Christ. Amen. Now, Joseph went ahead of his brethren. Correct? Amen. God ordained it. He purposed it to go ahead of his brethren. He had a vision. Amen. That the Lord gave him when he was still young. And he lived by that vision. Amen.
Amen.
And because of that vision that God gave him, and he had an understanding of that vision, he could take almost anything that the enemy would lay on his way. Amen. Defeat was not in his DNA. He never thought of anything by like defeat. And he never complained in his trials. He only was perplexed because he didn't understand. Even when his brother threw him into that pit, he was perplexed. Why? I'm your brother. Praise the Lord. Why do this to me? But God had purposed it. God was preparing him for a time when he would sit on the throne. God was shaping him up. Everything that was working in his life was for a purpose. Every single step that he took was ordained of God. And everything that happens in your life is ordained of God. It's for a purpose. Is to lead you to an expected end.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So whatever it is, whether sickness, whether persecutions, whether misunderstandings, whether trials,
Amen.
It is for an expected purpose, for a cause,
Amen.
For a reason.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He allowed it to happen that way.
Amen.
That's why the Bible says all things work together for good
Amen.
To them that love God.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And me, they say Buganda word, say Bambi Bambi, right?
Pole Pole.
Praise the Lord. We are talking with Brother Francis here. We say bye bye to Bambi a long time ago.
Amen.
I know this may not make sense. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. But I said bye to Bambi a long time ago. And I don't want Bambi anywhere near me.
Amen.
You stand there rugged.
Amen.
Stand there in the hour of trial and
Amen.
Face it and overcome it.
Amen.
Don't run in defeat.
Amen?
Because you run away in defeat, it will follow you where you are, your child of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Wherever you run to take refuge, you go with it.
Amen. Glory.
So you stay there.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Whether the clouds are so dark, the mountain is so high. Praise the Lord. There's no friend anywhere, near, far. You are standing alone, deserted, abandoned. You stand there. There's somebody who will never forsake you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Joseph stood alone in his trials. Amen. There was nobody. When he was in the pit, he was there alone. But God walked away and they pulled him out. They sold him as a slave. A slave to serve as a slave. Did he complain?
No.
He served willingly and God prospered him in slavery.
Amen.
Whatever he touched, it was blessed. Whatever he touched, it was blessed. Touch, blessed.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. They took him to prison. He had done no wrong, but they took him there to prison. He ate like the prisoners. He was beaten like the prisoners. Praise God. But there was that promise hanging over him. And he was cognizant of that. He knew. There's a purpose in this. There's something God wants to achieve. And it's for his own glory. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So he went to prison. He served willingly with joy.
Amen.
I believe he was an encouragement to the rest of the prisoners. Come on, get up.
Amen.
Amen. Don't worry. It will be all over one of these days.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Then one day, Joseph,
Amen,
come out of prison.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
They took him out of prison and we know the end of the story.
Yes,
amen. They made him the ruler of all Egypt.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And while he was there, he was only second to Pharaoh. There was nobody else second to him.
Amen.
Powerful position. Whatever he says, if he said death to so and so, death. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That was Joseph, a type of the bride now.
Amen.
And praise God.
Amen.
I was seated here. Meanwhile, on the other hand, God was creating a situation on the other side.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And they were put in a corner. They didn't know where to go,
Amen,
what to do. The only place to go to was Egypt.
Amen.
And Joseph was there.
Oh,
praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Don't worry about those trials. You press on, brothers and sisters. I just want to encourage you this morning. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So there was Joseph and he saw his brothers. He recognized them straight away. Praise the Lord, but they didn't. The season had changed. They couldn't recognize that this is Joseph. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
But God had created a situation. There was lack of food. There was famine in the land.
Amen.
All everywhere. But there was food stored someplace.
Amen.
And Joseph was in charge of that food.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I wonder if this does not tie perfectly to Revelation 22:17.
Amen.
When the blood will be there in Revelation 20:17, the voice will be there. In Revelation 22:17, the throne of God, the mercy seat with the blood in it is in your heart, the mercy seat. And God has chosen you for that. Praise the name of the Lord. The hour is coming and that hour is now. Praise God. Glory be to God. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Forgive me for saying this. Amen. Especially in Nairobi. Just bear with me. But what happened just a few days ago, not just to bring your memory back, amen, but what happened there and the atmosphere that was there,
amen,
that everybody could see.
Yes,
there is something going on here.
Yes,
blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Something. What was that? Jehovah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
That was just a small bit of it.
Amen.
That they could see it.
Amen.
They could see a presence.
Amen.
They could see a reality.
Amen.
Amen. When in their mind it was like they are done, they are finished, they are washed.
Amen.
They are no more, but here was the reality before them.
Amen.
Something that could not be denied.
Amen.
Something that could not be made up. Something that could not be fake. It was a reality with effects. Praise the name of the Lord. It was a life that could be seen. Who is this? That was just a little bit of it. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. That's why I say, don't bother, bride of Christ. If somebody calls your name, don't let it disturb you. That is what is in your his mind. That is not you. Correct? It's like painting. You have made this statement over and over.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody wants you to look red and he paints you red. You are not red. In his eyes, you let everybody see you like you are red. He did this, she did this, she did this, she did this. Painting you in a certain way. But it is just a paint. You stay the way you are. You live your life. That paint will fall off. And then the real you will always come out.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen, Brother Ronald. The real you will always come out.
Yeah.
God will make sure
that
it happens.
Yeah.
Because that is life. You can't kill life.
No.
Praise the Lord. You can't peel off life. You can't peel off a pain.
Yeah.
And a pain with time is just give it a small time.
Yeah.
Amen. And God gave them 4 years, right?
Yeah.
Praise for the pain to fall off. You know what I'm talking about now. Praise the Lord. Give them 4 years for the pain to fall off. And here comes the bride. We have not changed. We are the same. We have only gotten better. Praise the Lord. So don't worry. Don't worry about name calling. And I know, of course, the human spirit gets upset. That is human. Pray, but overcome that. Praise the Lord. Those are just words. It is just a paint. Don't let it bother you. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I'm just encouraging you because we are approaching this. It's a serious moment. We want to approach it with all reverence. Amen. We want to approach it with understanding. Amen. Of what is required and what is needed in there. How we should be. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we are here, and we thank God for that.
Amen.
Amen. So we don't want to be in contention with anybody. Play something small, smooth, something. Amen. We don't want to be in contention, and you don't want to be in contention, church,
Amen.
With anybody. Amen. Amen. But we want to contend for Christ,
Amen.
For the truth. Not contention, but to contend for the truth. Amen. I have something I wrote down here. Amen. Say, contending that Jehovah of the Old Testament is Jesus Christ of the New.
Amen.
We are contending for that.
Amen.
Amen. Contending that Acts 2 was actually that same Jesus tabernacled in a bunch of men
Amen.
And women. Correct?
Amen.
That's what we contend for.
Amen.
The same Jehovah of the Old Testament becoming Jesus of the New Testament.
Amen.
And then tabernacle himself in Acts 2 in a bunch of men and a bunch of women.
Amen.
And contending that the same Jesus manifested himself in the seven church ages in a glorified state.
Amen.
And we say amen.
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 And then that same Jesus tabernacle in Malachi 4
Amen.
Revealed as the Son of Man to call out a bride from the Gentile, from the Gentiles,
Amen.
Which is already done.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And finally now, we are contending that same Jesus will be unveiled
Amen.
In a bride as the final voice
Amen.
To the final age.
Amen.
Revelation 22:17,
Amen.
The Spirit and the bride say, come. That's what we are contending for. Amen. And that is the faith that was restored back by Malachi 4. Beloved, contend for the faith restored back by Malachi 4. God bless you. See you in the afternoon. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Let's stand up on our feet. Amen. Turn around and just shake one another's hands. Amen. And don't forget the service this afternoon.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You appreciate the word. Amen. You appreciate the Lord this afternoon. Is your soul blessed this afternoon? Blessed be the name of the Lord. You appreciate our pastor for the message. Hallelujah. Let's give God a shout of praise. Amen and amen. What a blessing. Amen. Are you blessed to be in this church? Amen. Are you blessed to be under this ministry? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You appreciate Sister Sarah, our mama. You appreciate her. Amen. For keeping our pastor. You appreciate her one more time. Amen. God richly bless you, Sister Sarah. Jesus, I want to be more like you. Oh, I want to be a vessel that you are through. I, Lord, I want to be more like you. Oh, Father, I want to be more like you. I want to be more like you. Oh, Lord, I want to be a vessel that you are through. Ah, Brother John, more like you. Father, I want to be more like you. Jesus, I want to be more like you. Oh, Lord, I want to be a vessel that you are through. I want to be more like you. So that you are through. I want to be more. Let's give him a hand of praise. Amen. I want to be that vessel. Amen. That the Holy Spirit will walk through. Is that your desire this afternoon? Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's my desire too this afternoon to be that vessel that the Holy Spirit, that His power, His authority will walk through this afternoon. Amen. It's my desire. It's your desire to be more like the Father. To be more like the Word this afternoon. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence. Thank you, Father, for your deliverance. Hallelujah. Amen. Your Word has created effects in our lives. Amen, and we thank you, Jesus. We appreciate you, Lord. Amen. Let's give him a hand of praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Just turn around to your brother and sister. Amen and amen. Amen. What a message. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed be the name. Oh, blessed be the name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. We glorify, glorify the name. Oh, glorify the name. Oh, glorify the name of the Lord. Oh, glorify the name. We glorify the name. Oh, glorify the name of the Lord. Oh, Jesus is, Jesus is the name. Oh, Jesus is the name. Jesus is the name. Oh, Jesus is the name. Oh, Jesus is the name of the Lord. Oh, Jesus is the name. Oh, Jesus is the name. Oh, Jesus is the name of the Lord. Oh, magnify, magnify the name. Magnify the name, oh, magnify the name of the Lord. Oh, magnify the name, magnify the name, magnify the name of the Lord. Bless your plane. Amen. The afternoon service doors open at 3 p.m. Amen. The service starts at 4 p.m. May the Lord richly bless you. Amen. As you take your seats. Amen. Jesus is the name. Jesus is. Oh, Jesus is the name. Amen. As the deacons come to wash out. Oh, Jesus is the name. Jesus is the name of the Lord. Oh, Jesus is the name. Oh, Jesus is the name. Jesus is the name of the Lord. We glorify the name. Oh, glorify the name. Oh, glorify the name of the Lord. Glorify the name, glorify the name, glorify the name of the Lord. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah, since I lay my body's down. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh, since I lay, you know, my body's down. Oh,